Some schools will have new science and technology programs. Others will offer new services like health clinics and tutoring. It's part of an ambitious turnaround plan aimed at boosting achievement in low-performing schools. The plan was developed quickly since voters will decide in November whether the state should take over schools with low achievement. The tight timeline displeased some parents who felt left out of the process, but APS Superintendent Maria Karstarfin said there wasn't time to waste.
We believe that we need to take those steps to ensure that we maintain our local control of our schools and also, most importantly, do a better job for kids.
If the takeover plan passes, 20% of APS schools could fall under state control. Martha Dalton, WABE News.